One of the guys I look up to, always have, in this industry is Bruce Feldman. He is a sideline reporter for Fox Sports 1, also now writing for Sports Illustrated. Bruce has been in the national college football writing scene for well over a decade now. Really good guy, too. And yesterday, during a reception at the Ford Center, I bumped into Bruce. We got to talking, and I said, hey, will you do a 5 to 10 minute podcast with me? He said, heck yeah. So that's what we did. We talk primarily Iowa State. This is a guy who's very familiar with Matt Campbell, and he gives us some national perspective on the Cyclones. It's very interesting. Before we get to that, shout out to the Iowa Clinic Men's Center, who sponsors our coverage here in Dallas from the Big 12 Media Days. I don't know what I would have done a few years ago in my life without the Iowa Clinic Men's Center. I go to their Ankeny campus, and there's everything I need right there in Ankeny. Hey, if something's going on, you need to see a specialist, perhaps you can go down to the West Des Moines. Now, good news for you guys in downtown. Doctors Drury and Tomlinson are available. That is at the Iowa Clinic downtown in the Methodist Medical Plaza. Just take a break from work. Go to the damn doctor. Be a man. Do it for your family. Quit being so selfish. You don't need to be stubborn anymore. Go to the doctor. Here's my interview with Bruce Feldman.
Hey, my question for you is the national perception of Campbell's program, because we're so close to it. Like, nationally, what's the view of him?
So I knew Matt when he was at Toledo, and I gotta admit, when I heard he was taking the job, I was like, it didn't quite add up. I was like, man, that's like the guy who had the job before him, really good coach, you know, won a bunch of games, and I was like, can you do much better than what Rhodes did, realistically? Because it's tough in that you only have 3 non-conference games. One of them is against Iowa, who's more a resource. So it's an uphill battle. But because I was like, you know, would Matt get UCF? Yeah, where would he end up? Because I thought he's a real rising star. But I like what I've seen in the first couple of years, and I like the staff he's put together. You know, I could see him as a bowl team this year. I really think when Bowlesby said that comment, I don't know if you heard it, when he was like, top to bottom, we're the best conference. I think it's really actually the bottom has gotten a lot better. Like, Kansas obviously isn't a punchline anymore. I mean, they're not, you know, I don't expect Kansas to win more than 3 or 4 games, if that. But Iowa State's a good team. I mean, you know, you see, you know, they have pretty good skill guys. I mean, obviously, everybody knows Lazard. I remember seeing him at the opening.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, you have another running back who I think could probably start at a bunch of Big Ten schools. And, you know, I think Jacob Park, you know, I know he had a lot of hype coming in, you know, going to Georgia, but I think this is an interesting team. I just think it's going to take people, they're going to have to beat somebody bigger, for, you know, whether it's like one of the Oklahoma schools, somebody to go, okay, they're legit. They are a team that can, you know, get also receiving votes. Because, I mean, I think they've been mediocre for so long.
So when Campbell took the job, one of the things he talked about was, we want to be the Midwest option for the Big 12, I think was his exact line. Is that realistic for you, like, to be in the Big 12 and be recruiting Ohio and Michigan and Iowa and DeWitt?
I think if he can get them to 7 wins, I don't think people are going to, like, you know, you and I, and maybe the kids' parents, you know, will remember when it's a 3-9 kind of team. But if they get to 7 wins, they're only going to know, hey, the head coach is a rising star, and he's got it together. I think they could, you know, they could do that because if they're going to be physical and maybe a different kind of imprint than what traditionally or what we know the Big 12 to be, and that can be kind of a virtue, a little bit like K-State.
Yeah.
You know, except the head coach is, you know, 36, not 76, kind of thing.
Yeah. As far as the league goes, it's just an interesting league this year with all the young coaches. With the recruiting calendar the way it is, it just seems like so much more of a grind than it was 15 years ago when Snyder and Ferentz.
I know where you're going.
Yeah, like, is it becoming more of a young man's game?
I think it is. You know, like, I went to, this year I did a spring football tour, and I went to Toledo, and I saw his, I don't know if it's fair to call him protege, Jason Campbell, but he's a really smart young coach. And I can see where, you know, like, Matt's that's impressive in a one-to-one setting, you know? And I think, you know, I think I can see why football guys would respond to him. It's just a matter of now they gotta get some traction with, hey, we've taken steps now, and this thing's about ready to break through and get to 7 wins, maybe 8 wins at some point, maybe next year or something. And then it's all of a sudden you got momentum. But I think on the first level, I think he's somebody you can say, okay, I'm all in. Because we've seen this at other places where, like, a dynamic coach, even talk to the Oklahoma guys, they talk about the boost of energy they got from Lincoln Riley. Yeah. It's no knock on Bob Stoops. It's just a, you know, a shifting gears factor. And like you said, it's a very different climate now with social media and what resonates with kids.
You said you talked to the guys. I'm not sure if you talked to Lanning.
I did a lot.
Like, just how interesting is that, being a guy who's covered the sport for so long, to have a guy with a QB and an LB next to his name here at Media Days?
When I saw, like, so I talked to him last year at this because I didn't know if we were going to have an Iowa State game.
Yeah.
And I knew Lanning was All-State wrestler and everything. So we talked a lot about wrestling. And then, you know, I followed this story a little bit. Then when I saw it, I was like, this would be an interesting story to work on. And so I talked to, you know, the old QB, Hopper, the QB coach there, and I talked to the linebacker coach a little bit. And then when I talked to Lanning, I mean, it makes perfect sense. I think, you know, you have a 6'2", 230-pound tough guy who runs well. He's going to be, and if he does play situational on offense,
yeah.
I think it's an interesting storyline. I'm not saying if they have a couple of big wins, somebody's going to say, you know, Joel Lanning is a 60-minute guy. He should, you know, be up for a Heisman. But he really seems like a throwback, and I think it's a cool story. And when your head coach says, like, he's the toughest guy on the team, and he really means it, I think that gets people's attention. So for, you know, I guess probably if you're not an Iowa State person, but you are a diehard fan, you probably know, if you follow recruiting, you know, one receiver. Maybe you know a running back. But I think if you're in Big 12, you're probably going to know Lanning by the end of September, because you just don't see starting quarterback flip to middle linebacker. I mean, I talked to Ty Summers today. I don't know if you've dealt with him at all.
No,
he's a TCU line, really good player. And he was a quarterback in high school, and now he's 230 pounds. There's a big difference between being, I was a quarterback in high school, and now I'm playing linebacker, as opposed to, he started like 9 games last year in the Big 12, and now he's going to be the middle linebacker. It's just a really cool story.
You got Oklahoma winning the league?
I do. I think they have a little better personnel on defense than Oklahoma State does, and even though they have to replace the running backs and there's no D.D. Westbrook, their offensive line's better than Oklahoma State's, I think. And I wouldn't bet against Baker. I just think he's just a winner. So,
awesome time talking to Bruce Feldman yesterday. One of the classiest and nicest guys in our business. They're tough to come by. Love Bruce Feldman. Really interesting perspective on the Cyclones, too. Podcast this week brought to you by the Iowa Clinic Men's Center. Great partner of us here at CycloneFanatic.com. Be sure and when you call and order or schedule your appointment, let them know that Cyclone Fanatic sent you. Guys, thanks. It's been fun down here in Dallas. Hope you've enjoyed all the podcasts. A lot more written word coming, too. I got a lot of good stuff coming your way here throughout the rest of the week at CycloneFanatic.com. Also, if you like these, if you've enjoyed our coverage, give us a rating on iTunes. Give us a positive rating. We'd love that. Helps our ranking, all that good stuff. And you can donate to our Patreon page as well. Get that thing up. We start doing more stuff like this, more coverage for you guys. It's all about you guys. We're the public golf course of Cyclone websites. That's right. Enjoy.